News. I'm Rich Dennison. In just a few hours, results from today's midterm elections will begin coming in. The Department of Homeland Security says it hasn't seen any significant interference from foreign nations, but is prepared to counter any meddling.
DHS has a representative on the ground in each state as a point of contact. In addition, DHS confirms that Facebook has already blocked 115 accounts suspected of coordinated, inauthentic behavior.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. The man accused of sending more than a dozen mail bombs to opponents and critics of President Trump will remain behind bars.
The day after his transfer from Florida to New York, Cesar Sayoc has been ordered to remain behind bars without bail. His lawyers did not even make a bail application during the 56-year-old's initial appearance in Manhattan federal court.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. This is Fox News.
And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
Hey, and filling in for Marnie Yule today, it's Matt Zurcher on an election day of Talk of the Town of Prescott Valley here on KQNA, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.9 FM and KQNA.com. So, yeah, this is Matt Zurcher. I am a former board member for the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. I am a current Prescott Valley Chamber ambassador. I am the, and we'll talk about this more during as we get into our show, but I'm the official turkey. Now that it's November, I am the official turkey for the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. I also am a board member for the Central Yavapai Fire District and the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority and chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission for the town of Prescott Valley. That's, you know, just some of the things I do. And then on my day job, I do work for a company called Bolt Internet. Bolt Internet is the only locally owned and operated internet service provider in the Prescott area. We've been getting a lot of calls. You know, if you have, just a slow connection, maybe you're paying a little too much for, internet, you're looking for just, good hometown people, give us a call, 928-717-2658, or visit us online at boltinternet.com. So, because today's election day, I do want to make a public service announcement. Whatever your political persuasion, get out there and vote today, folks. Polls are open till 7 o'clock today here in, Arizona. So you have just a little less than 3 hours to go. So in Prescott Valley, our polling places are Humboldt, Unified School District's, East Campus at 6411 Robert Road, and also Step One Coffee House, the conference room. And that's at 617 East 2nd Street, Suite B, and both are in Prescott Valley. And from what I understand, Step 1 is serving, coffee to you if you vote. But apparently there's, probably less lines at the East Campus for the school district. So, take your pick. But also in Prescott, there's five polling places. The Central Arizona Fire and Medical Station number 57, that's on Outer Loop Road and Williamson Valley Road. The Prescott Community Center on Rosser Street. Trinity Presbyterian Church at 630 Park Avenue. Yavapai College in the community room, and that's Building 19. And then also the Yavapai County Administration Building on Fair Street is a polling place as well. So you definitely have quite a few options to choose from when it comes to voting, and please keep in mind you have until 7 o'clock this evening, and polls do close at 7. So just wanted to get that out there, because, voting is important, and I want to make sure that we get you that information. So with that, let me talk about our show today. So we have Mike King. He's with Yavapai Yelpers, and Rick Chase. He's the fire marshal for the Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority. They're going to be talking about the Flying High Turkey Drive, something that I've been participating in for the last several years, so we'll talk about that. Also, we're getting into, it's amazing. We're November 6th, and then November 30th is the start of really the, you know, holiday season for Prescott Valley. And, Hope Hooper is here with the town of Prescott Valley. She's the recreation coordinator, and she's here to talk about the Holiday Festival of Lights Parade, which is November 30th. Then we have on the Chamber Spotlight section of our show, Tim Gehringer. He is the owner of Oregon Pest Control. And we have Jan Watt here also with Prescott Made to Order. So that rounds out our program today. So with that, we will take a break and then we'll be right back. But you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley.
The name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement here, but think yummy house-made Italian sausage, beer-braised bratwurst, and Dewey Hero Sub, a different entree each week of the month. At only $12.99, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott's hometown brewery, Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the company that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Hey, you're filling in for Marnie Yule. It's Matt Zurcher here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Hey, with me in the studio is Rick Chase. He's the fire marshal for the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority. And Mike King, he is with Yavapai Yelpers. We're here to talk about the Flying High Turkey Drive, which is Monday, November 19th. And that's from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. And that is at every Fry's, actually, here in the Prescott area. So Prescott Valley and the two locations in Prescott. Also, they do one in Cottonwood, too. Just want to share that. Because we really, as a chamber, hold a contest every year, especially with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And so what's the goal?
To get the most turkeys.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's the get the most turkeys. So so welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Let's hit it off. I mean, you know, How long have we been doing this together? Gosh, you know, the Flying High Turkey Drive. It's been...
Oh, many years.
I think it's 15 years. I think I saw something this year, and we were... The Yavapai Yelpers have been with it, I think, for all those years, doing those wild and crazy things in the meat department and helping people pick up
and
their turkeys.
You can always tell, you know, them because they're wearing the turkey hats. They'll make the gobble sounds and so forth. And then I'm typically, you know, I'm like I said, I'm the official turkey for the chamber, so I am dressed up like a turkey. And I'm,
I remember seeing you.
Walking around and, you know, and I get the weirdest looks. It's pretty amusing.
Yeah.
So,
you're a celebrity.
The fire department's involved, and we provide, and this year, go for it, Rick. I don't want to spoil everything. I'm on the board, so I know everything, but hey, you know, just go for it, Rick.
Well, I think personally I've been involved with this for about the seventh year now. I know the fire department's been doing it for many years. So as a lot of people probably know, we just retired our old 100-foot, 4-foot ladder truck that we've been using for all of the years we've been doing this, and we just received a new ladder truck. It's 104 foot as well. It's a Rosenbauer. And so we're going to proudly be able to use that this year at the Turkey Drive. And over the years, we have one of our captains, Nick Fournier, who is graciously brings the truck company over, and Marnie Yule from the Prescott Valley Chamber will get in the bucket. And as turkeys are donated, they will continue to make that bucket climb in the air until they get hopefully all the way up as high as it will go. That's our goal.
And it's quite impressive, of course, being, you know, seeing how, you know, tall the old truck gets when we get enough turkeys. Mm-hmm. It's pretty impressive, of course.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a few years where it's been a little too windy. We couldn't really raise it too much and so forth. So hopefully, you know, we have good weather this year and I'm not freezing in my turkey suit. And, you know, we can collect a lot of turkeys.
I remember seeing you over at the fry store at Sandretto at the top of the... up there in the cold. Mm-hmm. You got a little cold a few times.
Yes, it does.
You've been a great supporter. Thank you.
So, yeah, they in the past, I've split my time between Prescott and Prescott Valley. And so, you know, Prescott Fire ends up allowing us their use of their ladder truck. They don't have a true
platform
like Central Arizona Fire or Medical. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've been on that. And, of course, it's, you know, it's great to that. We're going to have a new truck for Marnie. It's, as we're calling it, it's Marnie's truck. So it doesn't belong to the fire department. It is Marnie's truck.
Marnie's truck. She loans it to the fire department.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it works this year. So
and every year,
Nick's just the driver.
Yep. But it's nice to see that they both do this, and it's been a tradition. So it's great that every year Nick is able to do that with her as well. And, you know, like you guys were talking about the cold, I remember a couple of years being down on the ground just freezing in my full winter coat, and they're up there in that bucket, and they've got their beanies on and gloves and jackets and everything. But it's just a lot of fun. It's great to see the community actually come together and all the donations that do come in to help with the food bank for turkeys as well as all of the other items for our Thanksgiving meal.
So let's talk about that real quick, because every turkey and everything that is collected that Monday from 12 to 6 p.m. benefits the Up by Food Bank.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
And typically that Monday also, I believe Fry's typically does special deals on their turkeys and so forth. So we get a lot of people coming in, buying turkeys, you know, maybe two turkeys. They give one to us, take one home or and so forth. Then we get people, you know, giving us, you know, large donations so we can purchase them and so forth. So it is a great opportunity to help others in need, because everything does go to the food bank, and then the next day the food bank ends up distributing all those turkeys and basically all the fixings for Thanksgiving dinner.
It's nice because a lot of people just choose to donate cash, and that works as well, because then people will go and shop and they'll buy the turkeys and the supplies and donate that to the food bank as well. So any way that people can do it, whether it be the items itself or cash money, it all goes to help out families in need at Thanksgiving time. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, just to toot the horn of the Yavapai Yelpers, again, we've been through doing this for several years, probably since it started, like I say. We start our day at 8 o'clock. At the Fry store in Prescott Valley, and we donated $1,500 this year for turkey purchase. So we've been doing that for the last 10
That's
years.
Awesome.
So we deliver those and usually have a little photo op over there at the food bank, And then we go home and rest a little bit, and then we show up from noon to six, and we're, like I say, we're there supporting the Chamber of Commerce, the firefighters, and just help people have fun in the meat and turkey department. And we wear these red vests that say Yavapai Yelpers. Some of us will be wearing camouflage and the like, and we've got our calls. And because we're there with our red vest, they think we work for Fry's, so they'll ask us where the marshmallows are and where the crayon, you know, so all kinds of things that they don't usually buy except at Thanksgiving. So it's fun for us, and it helps the store, and we help the meat department and the turkey people back there keep their bins loaded and help people make a good, wise choice and support Yavapai Food Bank. We enjoy working with the Wilsons. Are a great group there, them.
And then we will have, you know, chamber ambassadors, chamber board members, firefighters, police officers, other community members there to support the Flying High Turkey Drive. And, you know, we help with if someone's, you know, we'll stand outside in the cold. Yes, but typically, and we'll grab that frozen turkey and throw that into the trailer to take over to the food bank. Yep. But it is a great event, and you know, it's, you know, someone who's been participating for and probably as long as you, Rick. And I don't know if maybe longer. You know, I'm proud to wear that turkey outfit. I'll tell you, it's something that I actually look forward to every year, and. Yeah, you know, and like I said, I do get the weirdest looks sometimes when you're just standing there, and then, you know, some people will do double takes. Probably the best joke I can share was, I had one older lady, or mature lady, I don't know how we want to put that nowadays, but she said, "Didn't I used to date you?" So,
as a turkey,
yeah, exactly, wow. Yeah. So.
It is nice to see you around in that suit, man. I have to say, it brings the ambiance together, and I love hearing you gobble around. And,
it just couldn't be a better person in that suit, let me tell you.
Yeah, and over the last few years, too, you know, mentioning the police department, I know from myself personally doing the one in Prescott Valley, is Prescott Valley police officers are there as well, and they will a lot of times bring out their SWAT vehicle, and they'll park it right next to the truck, and then people will come on by, and they'll drop, like you were saying, they'll drop a turkey off, and we can put it inside this SWAT vehicle, and then we load them into carts. But it's just great to see the collaboration of, you know, everybody out there together and just having a good time.
And that's really, I mean, really, this event really does bring the community together.
It does.
And it's not just here, you know, not just Prescott Valley, but it is Prescott as well. So yeah. I mentioned that. But, it, you know, we want to beat Prescott this year.
We are in competition.
And we are in competition. So, you know,
we'll commend Prescott Valley, you have a beautiful store in Prescott Valley, well managed and a little bigger than the ones in PV. You always beat Prescott, okay?
But
it's hard for me to
say. They did the throwdown this year, and so we get our A game on and beat them. Yeah. So Flying High Turkey Drive, November 19th, that's Monday, November 19th, and that is from 12 to 6 p.m. at Fry's in Prescott Valley and the two Fry's locations in Prescott. But really, you know, you want to focus on the Fry's in Prescott Valley. So I just want to get that out there. So thank you guys for coming in and going over everything for the Flying High Turkey Drive. We will see you then.
Thank you, Matt.
Looking forward to it.
All right, we'll take a break, and then we'll be back here on Talk of the Town Prescott Valley.
Join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino. You get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
This is State Representative David Stringer. You may be getting tired of the election ads on radio and TV, but this is an important time for our state and our country. Every 2 or 4 years, the people you elect need to come back and report to you on the job they've done. That's the beauty of our system of government. I'm happy to report that in my first term in the state legislature, I've been keeping my promises. I promised to foster economic growth and new jobs, and Arizona is now a national leader in both. I promised to support more funding for our schools, particularly for our teachers and classrooms. I kept that promise, helping to pass the biggest increase in school funding in Arizona history without raising taxes. I promised to work on a fix for I-17, and just this spring, the Department of Transportation announced a plan to build new lanes on I-17 without a tax hike or a toll road. I've kept my promises because that's the kind of representative you deserve. Visit VoteStringer.com to learn more and get involved.
Paid for by Conservatives for Stringer.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Hey, and it's Matt Zercher filling in for Marnie Yule. Now with me in the studio is Hope Hooper. She's the recreation coordinator for the town of Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation Department. So
Thanks, welcome.
So like I said at the intro, it's hard to believe. November 6th, and we are 24 days away from the Festival of Lights, and it's like, wow.
I know. This year has gone by so fast.
It has.
What happened?
So, Festival of Lights, you know, of course, there's the parade. We do the, you know, lighting at the Civic Center. So I'm going to let you take it away. Tell everyone. I mean, again, it's like I'm involved in this stuff too, but I'll let Hope do her job and tell us about it.
That sounds good. So November 30th, it's a Friday. We'll kick off the celebration at 5 o'clock. And Coyote Springs Elementary School Choir, as well as Bradshaw Mountain Middle School Choir, will be doing some performances starting at 5. So make sure you make it out there to see the kids.
Now, is that going to take place on the green?
Yes. So they'll do that on the theater on the green, and then everything takes place at the Civic Center. So make sure you get there early, because after we do the choir groups, we'll have the mayor do a welcome, and then Marnie is going to read the night before Christmas, which is awesome. You don't want to miss that. But most importantly, you don't want to miss the lighting of the Civic Center and the light parade, because that is really cool. And the kids love it.
And every single year I've been doing it, it seems like it's gotten bigger every single year.
This is my third year. The first year was good. Last year was great. So I'm really excited to see how many entries we get this year.
Absolutely. And, you know, the route, kind of just talk about the parade real quick. So everything will stage typically in the parking lot for the event center.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go out onto Main Street and then loop around, well, turn and then loop around the Civic Center and back again on Main Street. So Hope's right. You want to get there early.
Yeah.
Because parking is a premium that mm-hmm. evening, especially along Civic Drive and basically the parade route itself. So
right.
People will park in the dirt, people park in the parking lot for the Civic Center. So, just, you know, word of the wise, get there early.
Right. Well, in that same vein, if you are at the library and you don't want to see the light parade or be a part of this event, make sure you're getting out of there early, because it's not going to be a good day to stick around if you don't want to be a part of those celebrations, and it's going to be unsafe for you to leave at a certain point. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
But speaking of the library, what will be going on at the library?
The library will open Create-A-Tree that night, which I'm really excited about. So we're getting a lot of entries in for Create-A-Tree this year, and a lot of them are new people, so I'm very excited about that. Create-A-Tree is the artistic tree exhibit that goes up in the library at the end of November. So they'll be setting up November 28th and 29th. And then on the 30th, we'll keep the library open a little bit late so people can come in, check out the trees while they're at the Festival of Lights, get a break from the cold if it is cold that night. We'll see if we get there. I know that a couple years ago it was like 60 degrees that night, so we'll see. And you can go in and vote for your favorite tree. And you can fill out an application to put up a tree now, and it's completely free. You can go on our website, www.pvaz.net, or you can give us a call, 928-759-3090, and we'll tell you how to get an application to be part of Create-A-Tree. And any organization, person, anyone can do it. It's super fun. Basically, you just make a tree that represents you or your organization or something that you care about, and we have to have it approved based on the you know, standards of the exhibit. But other than that, if we have an issue, you know, we'll call you and let you know, hey, you know, you can't do this or that, but we'd love to have your tree. So if you can find a way around that, bring it in anyway. So send us your applications.
And then someone's coming to town, aren't they?
Yes. There is a jolly man that will be visiting us on that night. He goes by the name Santa Claus. I'm not sure if you've heard of him before.
So SC will be here. Where's he going to be that evening?
So he has a busy night that night. He will be on the fire truck riding through the parade. And then once he's done with that, he comes into the Civic Center, and on the third floor, we do pictures with Santa, and it's completely free. We invite parents to bring the kids in. Make sure you have your list so that you can request your presents from Santa, and you get to sit down and take some pictures with him, talk to him about what, you know, what you'd like for the holiday season, and then at the end, we hand parents a link to our website, Flickr website, where you can download as many pictures as you want, print out as many as you want, and, you know, enjoy those for yourself, your family, whatever. And it's in time to put them on Christmas cards, too.
And then, speaking, going back to the parade for a second, because the Chamber of Commerce does the parade and mm-hmm. definitely still accepting applications, and they'll do applications till pretty much almost the end. As,
okay, good, because we still need to send ours in.
Yeah, typically what happens. So definitely, you know, if you're interested in, you know, doing a float for the Festival of Lights Parade, definitely get a hold of the Chamber of Commerce. Definitely probably speak to Gloria. That would be your point of contact for the light parade. But the, you know, a lot of events that evening that a lot of people can participate in, and it's all
free.
Free! Hey, yeah. Free! Gratis!
It is all free!
So,
now, one thing we do have, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts come out, and they have mistletoe and hot chocolate, so if you want to bring some cash for that, that's something to keep in mind.
So, if you want to get your kids sugared up, there'll be hot chocolate, and Santa hands out, I believe...
We do, what are the tiny oranges called? I forget. Clementines?
Okay, yes.
The Clementine?
So, yes. So again,
and candy canes.
And candy canes. So sugar up the kids before they go to bed. Hey, that's, you know.
Tis the season.
Season, exactly.
Starts with Halloween, just goes through the new year.
So anything else, I mean, in terms of events that evening?
Let's see. I think that about covers it for that night. The parade, pictures with Santa, Create-A-Tree exhibit, and then the schools, the welcome from the mayor, and reading the night before Christmas. But we do have other stuff going on.
Go for it.
Right now, we're taking signups for a new class that we have. It's a dog obedience course, and it's going to be held at the Boys and Girls Club. It's a 6-week session. where classes meet once a week on Wednesday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. And it's going to start on November 7th, and then it's the November 7th, 14th, and 28th, so we'll skip Thanksgiving week, and then December 5th, 12th, and 19th. So you can have your dog trained before your family comes in for the holidays, which would be nice. And then it's only $150. To go through this course. It's a great way to for owners to understand how to interact better with their dogs and get those basic commands down. And actually, our instructor is going to be a guest today with you. Jan is our instructor for that class.
Well, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll get to meet her in a little bit.
Anything else going on?
Yeah, we have all kinds of classes going on. We have free art classes called Art Club, something to look into. And we have piano, guitar, bass, ukulele. We have all kinds of yoga classes, morning, meditative yoga. We have Tai Chi that just started. We have, for the kids, we have Be a Better Basketball Player, which is a couple-week course on how to, you know, get those initial skills of how to play basketball if you've never played before or if you have and you want to get better. We also have ballet and tap for the kids and all kinds of stuff. We have crochet classes. We have pretty much anything you could want. And you can find those by going to our website, www.pvaz.net. You'll go to the Parks and Recreation page, and there's a little button that says register online. Just click on that, and you can see our whole catalog. You can create an account for free, or if you're having issues with that, just give us a call at the office, and we'll help you.
And for those that may not be computer literate, how do they get a hold of you?
You can either call us at 759-3090, and that is the 928 area code. Or you can stop in our offices. We're at the Civic Center on the third floor, and 7501 East Civic Circle is the address for the Civic Center. If you've never been there before, we're right next to the library and the police department down in Prescott Valley. So come in and see us. We can help you set up an account right there, pay for classes, all of it, you know, right in person or over the phone.
All right. So go on down to the Parks and Rec Department. Tell them Hope sent you. And if you have any questions, definitely give them a call and go online. With that, thank you, Hope, for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.9 FM, and KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, I'm Jan Manolis. I'm running to represent you at the Arizona House of Representatives for LD1. Arizona is last in the nation for school funding. It's time to fund our public schools so they can succeed, and it's time to stop the profiteering by powerful interests trying to privatize our children's education. Quality public education is essential to Arizona families and to our economic future. A vote for me, Jan Manolis, is a vote for public education.
Paid for by Jan Manolis for Arizona House. Authorized by Jan Manolis.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot, he scores!
Arizona Coyotes visit the Pittsburgh Penguins Saturday afternoon live at 5 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott in for DJ Phone with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A Dewey Humboldt man has been arrested after child pornography is found on his computer.
Late last month, Yavapai County Sheriff's detectives had received a tip from the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force regarding persons downloading child pornography. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dielvin explains they were provided with email and other web identification information.
Following subpoena service to specified Internet providers, deputies identified 18-year-old Ryan O'Connor as the registered owner of these accounts. O'Connor was interviewed at his home and admitted downloading child pornography images and storing them on his computer.
Dielvin says O'Connor is now facing charges.
On November 1st, O'Connor was booked on 8 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor and is held without bond.
A forensic subject matter expert confirmed the pornography images involved are pre and early teens. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
No injuries are being reported after a small plane crashes near the Verde River. The crash occurred at around 6 Saturday night on the Red Creek Airstrip, located in a very remote area of Yavapai County.
Ground access requires off-road vehicles. Fortunately, Maricopa County Sheriff's Office personnel were actively training with their helicopter in the area, responded, and eventually located the pilot and his passenger. They were rescued by MCSO around 6:30 p.m. and flown to Scottsdale Airport.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin says it's not known what caused the crash.
The plane had flipped over at the end of a dirt runway. The FAA indicates the plane was a single-engine Aviat A1C-200. The FAA and NTSB are investigating.
The 46-year-old pilot and his 24-year-old passenger are both from Scottsdale. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear nights and sunny days ahead this week. Expect an overnight low of 39 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 68 tomorrow and a high of 63 on Thursday. 44 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 74 and a high on Thursday of 70. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott in for DJ Phone for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement here, but think yummy house-made Italian sausage, beer-braised bratwurst, andouille hero sub, a different entree each week of the month. At only $12.99, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott's hometown brewery, Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Hey, and it's Matt Serger filling in for Marnie Yule here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Welcome to the Chamber Spotlight section of our show. Right now with me in the studio is Tim Gehringer. He is the owner of Orkin Pest Control, and Jan Watt with Prescott Made to Order. So welcome to the both of you.
Thank you, Matt.
So, I'm gonna, full disclosure, I am biased when it comes to pest control companies because, I've been with Orkin Pest Control for almost about 10 years now. And I must say that in that time, it's just been exceptional service. And so just wanted to say thank you, Tim.
Well, thank you, Matt. We appreciate your loyal patronage and that's what we strive to deliver to all of our clients.
So tell us about the history, when you got involved with the company, how long you've been involved, and so forth, because you guys have a really interesting story. It really is a family company, per se, and so it's a really interesting story, so tell it.
Well, yeah, it really is. I guess I'm a lifer in the pest control business. I moved to Arizona, to go to work for Orkin. Moved to the Phoenix area 31 years ago in 1987, and worked for Orkin down there for 10 years, and found out that they were interested in selling a franchise in northern Arizona. So we bought that 21 years ago. It'll actually be 22 years ago, March 1st. And it's just been a really great ride. I started out initially, my first business partner, he was my trainer when I went to work for Orkin in 1987, and he and I worked together and for each other at various times over that 10-year period. Then we were business partners for 10 years, and he was a bit older than me, and he decided it was time to retire, and my son-in-law had come to work for us as a route technician and excelled, and we kept moving up the ladder, and at that time he was a service manager, so he and I decided to buy his interest out, and so now my son-in-law is my business partner, and my grandchildren come in twice a month and clean the office. My two older ones, they're the cleaning crew, and it's really great when you take them and get them their first job and teach them some responsibility, and they get to learn the joy of working hard and doing a good job and earning a paycheck and begin to teach them that at an early age. So it's been a great career, and I love the pest control business. I love what we do, and we get to help people have healthier homes and a better life and just a lot less stress in their life because they don't have insects and things competing for their space in their homes or in their businesses.
So in terms of geographic area, because I know you cover a large geographic area, so tell us about that.
Well, yeah, it's about 65,000 square miles. Essentially, we cover all of Yavapai, Coconino, Navajo, Apache, Mojave and La Paz counties and the northern Gila County. So in terms of cities, you basically would start at Black Canyon City and go north all the way to Page and go as far as you can go in Arizona east, all the way up in the Four Corners area, Sholo, all that, all the way west down to Lake Havasu and Parker. So, yeah, we cover a very large geographical area, and we employ technicians in those more remote areas, and they typically come to the office once a month, and about 50% of our business is right here in Yavapai County, and the other 50% is in the more outlying areas.
And so, of course it's pest control, so, in terms of pest control, tell us a little bit about the services you guys do.
Well, we do a number of services. We were just talking out there earlier. Probably the fastest growing one that gets a lot of publicity these days has been bed bugs. 10 years ago, they were a non-starter on our revenue line. They're now actually, in terms of revenue we generate, are a bigger revenue generator than termites are for us, believe it or not. And that's really been a national trend. That's been a very fast growing thing. But we offer pest control service, both residential and commercial. Tailor the programs to what the client's needs are. Most of our residential clients will visit about once every other month. Commercial clients, it depends. If, you know, you're going into just a basic office setting, it's much like a home. We may do those once every other month. So a lot of our commercial clients are once a month. Things that would have things that could cause pests, you know, things like restaurants where pest pressure is a more sensitive issue. And even some of them are even weekly accounts, things like food processing plants, things like that, that they're heavily audited. And of course, they have a very high bar to clear to ensure food safety for, and so that's a big part of what we do as well is to ensure food safety for their clients and them being our client, of course, ensure that they're delivering a pest free product that's not contaminated by pests.
So, you know, someone's out there, you know, driving and, they, you know, are like, oh gosh, I need to actually get pest control. How do they get a hold of you, Tim?
Well, the easiest way, most common way is by phone in Prescott Valley. Our number is 775-8772 in Prescott. It's 445-5457. And, that's usually the most common way to get a hold of us. Somebody's there manning the phones from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. And, you know, you can look us up on the web. That's, tends to be a little bit of a, oddly, a little bit of a slower response time because when you do that, you end up in a national call center that emails us the information. And, depending on how quick they get that to us, we try to respond immediately once we get them. But, you know, obviously too, if we're on another call, then we're tied up with that and may not check the email. You know, sometimes the email may not get checked every 5 minutes. So.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim, for coming in today and, you know, telling us a little, you know, about Orkin Pest Control. And again, I'm biased. Orkin Pest Control, it does a very, very good job. So if you're looking for a company, give them a call.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the time.
So we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Jan Watt with Prescott Made to Order on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Listen to Kyrsten Sinema attacking Arizona and making fun of us to her liberal friends.
In my state, Arizona is clearly the meth lab of democracy. People would watch what was happening in Arizona and be like, damn, those people are crazy. And I want to talk to you about some of the things that I think that you can do to stop your state from becoming Arizona.
Kyrsten Sinema is an extremist, an elitist, and a fraud. Arizona deserves better.
I'm Martha McSally. I have dedicated my life to serving the country and the state that I love. I became America's first female combat pilot and led airstrikes against the Taliban after 9/11. Now I'm leading the fight to secure our border, force insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions, and protect girls and women from sex trafficking. I approve this message because I'm proud to represent Arizona, and I'm ready to continue the mission. I'd be honored to have your vote.
I'm Martha McSally, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate, Inc.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We'll drive,
you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Hey, and we're back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. This is Matt Zercher filling in for Marnie Yule. And I am here with Jan Watts. I probably mispronounced her last name before, so my apologies, Jan.
No problem.
But welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So Jan is the marketing and sales manager for Prescott Made to Order. So tell us a little bit about Prescott Made to Order and what you guys do, your history. I've just heard amazing things about your company. So please, take it away.
Okay. So Lucy Leva is the owner of Prescott Made to Order. And it is a family-owned and run, locally owned and run company here. So it is your hometown cleaning company. And she's been in business here for about 14 years, since 2005. And we employ quite a few people in the area. And that is one of the main things that she is proud of, is to be able to employ a lot of people, a lot of families in the area. She actually runs two companies. Prescott Made to Order is the residential cleaning side. And MTO Janitorial is the commercial cleaning side. So there's actually two companies that she runs. And we pride ourselves on being bonded, insured, and all of our cleaners are background checked. There's a lot of peace of mind for our clients when we come into their home and know that their home is safe in our hands. And so that's a big part.
So you definitely do residential and commercial services. Tell us a little bit about, it is janitorial services and cleaning, but what else do you guys, tell us a little bit about that and what you guys do.
Well, we're kind of a one-stop for our clients, because in addition to cleaning, we also offer professional window cleaning, professional carpet cleaning. We even offer pet sitting. We had so many of our clients over the years asking us who could they trust to come into their home, take care of their pets while they're gone for the weekend or whatever. We started offering pet sitting. And so that's kind of a fun thing that we can offer our clients. We are members of the Prescott Area Association of Realtors, so we work with a lot of real estate professionals and also property managers for move-ins, move-outs, getting your house ready for sale. We also work with a lot of renovation companies and new home builders. So when someone's getting their house, their bathroom all renovated or kitchen or whatever, and afterwards the dust is just, horrendous throughout the house, we can come in and take care of that for you. And also we work with some of the big home builders in the area and small home builders in the area for their new home construction cleaning.
And so, if somebody's out there and driving maybe on the way to the polling, their polling place or, home to get their ballot to turn in, how do they get a hold of you, Jan?
Well, our telephone number is 928-899-8518. We have a Facebook page. You can just search Prescott Made to Order. And, of course, we have a website, PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
And so, I Hope mentioned it earlier that, just real quick, I know we came to talk about Prescott Made to Order, but she mentioned something that you also dog train.
Yes, as more of a hobby on the side for about 32 years, I do dog training. And so in the area here, I run some little classes and try to help people be responsible dog owners.
And so, as Hope mentioned, you're going to be doing the training for the town.
The Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's brand new class. So we're excited about that.
So that's a really neat thing that you do.
Yeah.
And I definitely, I mean, it, it, you know, definitely appreciate you doing that, because you know there's so many dogs out there that are just so not behaved, and just don't get me started.
And made to order. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
Made to order also has several programs that we, community programs that we're involved in. We sponsor a pet through the Humane Society and try to get that pet adopted out, and that's our Forever Home program. We work with a lot of the different organizations. We just did a food drive with the Yavapai College Food Pantry. I am an ambassador in the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, so I'm working on a lot of the events here in the area in the name of Prescott Made to Order. The parade, the Valley of Lights stroll, the different things that are coming up. So we like to be involved in the community and be really out there and meet everybody. And
I know Tim
presence.
Had to leave, but yeah, both you and Work in Press Control are great community just sponsors. You guys are heavily involved with the Chamber of Commerce, and just wanted to thank you for your membership with the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, and thank you just for your involvement, because you guys do a lot for the community.
Great. Thank you. So it's fun to do.
And thank you, Jan, for coming in today. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
So want to just shift gears here, because it is, again, Election Day, and you now have a little less than, a little over 2 hours. 5 o'clock will be 2 hours from before the polls close. And so I want to just really make sure that I reiterate what I said at the beginning of our show, that if you haven't voted, please, please get out there and vote. I don't care about your political persuasion. Just get out there and vote. That's the most important thing you can do today. Polls are open until 7 p.m. here in Yavapai County and throughout the state of Arizona. So please get out there and vote. Again, our polling places in Prescott Valley are at the Prescott in Prescott Valley. It's at Humble Unified School District, the Prescott East Campus. And that is at 6411 North Robert Road. And then the Step 1 Coffee House, the conference room, and 6717 East 2nd Street, and that's Suite B. In Prescott, it's at the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Station. That's station number 57. That's at Outer Loop Road and Williamson Valley Road. The Prescott Community Center, which is on Rosser Street. Trinity Presbyterian Church, which is at 630 Park Avenue. Yavapai College, the main campus on Sheldon Street. It's at Bowling Place is at their community room. It's building 19. Also, the Yavapai County Administration Building, which is at 1015 Fair Street. So please get out there and vote. So with that, you've been listening to Talk of the Town on Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. This is Matt Zercher filling in for Marnie Yule. We will see you next week, and kind of a loaded show talking about some other events going on later on in the month. Jan mentioned, Stroll Through the Lights. So that's a big event coming up, so definitely stay tuned next week. Again, you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.